The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 12th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gathered at dinner, a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took out a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfumes. But Judas Iscariot, one of the disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. I'd like to invite the children to come up. Good morning. Good morning? What makes you laugh? Dad asking you what makes you laugh makes you laugh.
I'm laughing because you're like, why is he laughing?
Yeah.
Everyone's like being quiet.
Yeah, everybody's quiet. It makes you laugh. What's something that makes you laugh? Being asked the very question. Everyone is now laughing. See? And so our psalm today, we hear that one of the new things that God is doing is bringing laughter back to the life of the people. Because laughter means you're happy, right? It means something is funny and something is making you feel good. You usually have to be in a good feeling to laugh. And God is making things new for you so that you can laugh in the world. See, it's funny. And so think about those things that make you laugh, that make you smile, that really make you feel joy in the world. And thank God. Thank God for that new thing that's being done in your life. Go in peace. Grace and peace to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. So what is God up to? What is this new thing? I was going to start out actually about talking how Indiana is moving from being the Hoosier state to the Boilermaker state. And I knew I would get cheers, but I would also get some jeers from sections as well, because I know we have Hoosiers in here. But God is definitely doing a new thing. And for those people who do follow the Hoosiers, know that a certain individual by the name of Bobby Knight showed up on campus yesterday. Some of you may or may not know Bobby Knight, famous basketball coach, also infamous basketball coach at IU, left in not great terms in a lot of people's hearts and minds, and said some horrible things and said he would never, never return to that campus in Bloomington. And yet, God is doing a new thing. Because Bobby Knight showed up, took in a baseball game, and did other things as well. And so I'm always hopeful for reconciliation, even when it comes from things like that over at that campus. So in the order of the texts that we have today, God is continuing to show us this new thing. In our first text, we get the people, Israel, leaving from slavery. And that God has led his people from slavery by parting the waters and moving them through these waters. He has taken them from army and warrior and horse and chariot, chasing them down, and has rescued them, has brought them through to this new thing. And this new thing of being sustained in the wilderness. Some of the stories are that they wandered. Some are that they became more like a tribe, got to the other side and sort of planted themselves in the wilderness for this time. But God got to this place where a generation needed to pass. But God said, I would sustain you in this time. And that in this time, I would teach you what it means to be a people, to be a nation, to move from this place of slavery to this place of freedom, of being God's beloved people. Then I would show you this new promised land, and I would show you the beginnings of this new thing I am doing for you. And so this new thing continues. It builds in the people and they become a nation. But like every nation, like every people, they lost their way. They got trapped in the law. And so God continues to do this new thing. And Jesus is sitting with his disciples and Lazarus. And Mary comes up. Mary comes up with this expensive perfume. Some say the amount of it was a year's salary. And she takes this perfume and anoints Jesus with it, cleans his feet, and wipes them clean with her hair. Both a humbling and a deeply intimate thing taking place. And Judas, the old way, the old Adam, the old church, says, no, you're wasting this money. Why would you take this perfume and anoint just his feet with this? You could sell this and have this money for the poor. And Jesus says, cut it out. Leave her alone. Because Mary is modeling a new way. No longer is the church self-focused, self-righteous, but has moved to this new model, this model of giving all of oneself for the sake of Christ, for the gospel. God's new thing. God's new thing encompassed in this person, Jesus Christ. We are transformed as a people to serve one another here, but to also serve others, moving us out, pushing us out into the world. But the church does what it does, right? We move in and Christ has died, he was raised, and he is ascended. And the church becomes insulated again, becomes self-righteous again. And Paul points to us. Paul points to us and uses himself as an example. That he is, in the old way, the purest of the pure, full of the covenant, circumcised on the eighth day, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Pharisee, full of the law. And yet he says, it's nothing. It's nothing. It's empty. It's worthless without Christ. And the church does it again. We hear these words, but we insulate ourselves again. We divide ourselves even more, and we pull ourselves away even more. And I say, I am a baptized child of God, a Lutheran by birth. A Lutheran's Lutheran, educated in Lutheran schools, an ordained minister of the word and sacrament. And all this is nothing. It's nothing. Absolutely empty and worthless without Christ. Put yourself in Paul's spot. Where are those things that you can put yourself in? I'm a kid who grew up in agriculture. I lived on the farm my whole life. Went to school and studied agriculture. I am a professor's professor. I am focused in my field of study. And it is nothing. It is empty. It is worthless without Christ. What is this new thing that God is doing in us? How are we being transformed in this new thing? What is God up to? As we get to the end of this Lenten season, how are we being transformed in Christ? Because God has done this new thing for us, for all of us, for the whole world. God has done this new thing, and this new thing is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That this new thing sets us free. It sets us free to live fully, and that in this full living, we get to take this life on the farm and move it to this place of higher learning and specialize in a field of study, that we get to take our Lutheran upbringing to be filled with this education, to be ordained in the church, to share this word, to give forth this sacrament. It is in this new thing that you are called to live into what God has placed in your life. That you are called to live fully in this life. That in this new thing we are called to love fully, to embrace what it means to be family in a broken world, and to love in that fully. To dare say to the world that God has called me to love someone, whether that person's gender is the same or different from mine, And that in Christ, in mutual love, we can dare say, I love fully. And to serve fully. That in Christ we are called to live our life, to be with, to help, and to serve the other. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as we finish this Lenten journey, are you living your life to the fullest? If not, what's God up to in your life to help you fulfill that? Are you loving to the fullest? And if not, what is God up to in your life to help you live to the fullest? And are you serving to the fullest? And if not, what is God doing in your life to help you live to this fullest? Because Christ has died. You have been saved fully to live into this new thing. So what is God up to in your life? What is this new thing in your life? Because if God can bring Bobby Knight back to IU, God can do a new thing in your life as well. Amen.